Reading Beyond the Redactions. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The affidavit that led to the search of former President Trump's home contained a lot of black ink, but it did reveal some new details.
It all started this January when the National Archives received 15 boxes from former President Trump's office, and the National Archives found in those boxes, mixed in with other records, classified information. That then tipped off the FBI to start an investigation to figure out how classified information left the White House. They made the case to the judge that because of that, they think that there is probable cause to believe that more documents containing classified information were at the premises at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Last night, Mr. Trump's legal team resubmitted paperwork calling for a special master to oversee the DOJ's handling of the evidence. There was more red ink on Wall Street. The Dow plunged more than 1,000 points yesterday after the Fed indicated more needs to be done to beat back inflation.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warning Americans rate hikes will keep coming and they'll be painful but necessary. Powell's pledge to bring down prices still running near 40-year highs comes as the White House admits the Inflation Reduction Act may not live up to its name because canceling student loan debt will eat deficit savings.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A county fair in Fayetteville, Arkansas is now a crime scene. Police say at least one person was hurt in a shooting last night. The suspect fled. Ukraine says Russia has again shelled a nuclear power plant, raising fears of a radiation release. Russian forces, which occupy the plant, blame Ukraine for the shelling. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 16,000 cases of monkeypox have been diagnosed in the U.S., and after a slow start, the White House response has ramped up.
We're approaching having enough vaccine for everyone in the at-risk community to receive two doses of vaccine.
Bob Fenton is the National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. As the vaccine supply increases, health officials are noting a racial disparity. They say only about 10% of vaccine doses have been given to black people in the U.S., although they account for one-third of the infections. The vaccines developed to fight COVID-19 are at the center of a lawsuit pitting drug makers against each other.
Two companies who've become household names thanks to their work on COVID-19 vaccines are now doing battle over the technology used to develop the shots. Moderna says it has filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts as well as Germany against Pfizer and BioNTech, accusing the companies of copying Moderna's inventions and, quote, continuing to use them without permission. At issue is the mRNA technology used in making the vaccines. The Washington Post reports that Moderna isn't asking for Pfizer to stop using it, but instead to protect the platform that Moderna claims it pioneered, which could be crucial in the quest for future vaccines for HIV, the flu, and other diseases. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Not everyone who applied for pandemic assistance was telling the truth. The Secret Service has announced it's returning $286 million to the Small Business Administration after bogus loans were approved.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information,
Roy Dotson is the National Pandemic Fraud Recovery Coordinator. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.